USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, just days after Vice President Kamala Harris made her own visit to El Paso, Texas for a few hours. Since the visit, Vice President Harris has not made any changes to correct the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump is expected to visit the epicenter of the crisis, the Rio Grande Valley, along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who backed the Confederacy from the Capitol building. Dan Naraki explains.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed at a 285 to 120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
We are USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Sprite, Bronco, Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
In a unanimous ruling 9-0 last week, the Supreme Court agrees with athletes that the NCAA violated antitrust laws. Now what? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The NCAA's Division I Council is recommending the body end its rules blocking athletes from benefiting financially because of their talent. University of Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz thinks it's the right call.
See, it's a great opportunity to grow and to grow your brand, but it's also how can you not let that take away from the team goal of winning games.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show, the Division I Board of Directors will consider the recommendation on Wednesday.
The New York City Board of Elections on Tuesday announced it has failed in the recent Democrat mayoral election results. Somehow 135,000 computer test votes were counted in the official election results because they were not properly handled by the computer system. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1876. After a two-day march, wounded soldiers are evacuated from Little Bighorn by the Far West steamboat. Flash, 1934. In Germany, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler orders a bloody purge of his own political party, assassinating hundreds of Nazis. The event is known as the Night of the Long Knives. Flash, 1974. Soviet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defects from the USSR, considered one of the world's greatest ballet dancers of all time. Flash, 1936.
You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a hassle of mealy mouthed brats just like her.
Of course, there's many things like that about men.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time.
You did. It's true, you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you.
Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling novels of all time and the basis for the 1939 blockbuster movie, is published. Mitchell was forced to quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a series of physical injuries, giving her the time she needed. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.